This week's film is Jack the Giant Slayer, starring Nicholas Hoult, Eleanor Tomlinson, Ewan McGregor, and Stanley Tucci. There were high hopes for the adaptation of the famous English fairy tale when Warner Brothers inked X-Men director Bryan Singer to the project. Excitement continued to build when Singer brought in his old buddy from The Usual Suspects, Oscar-winning screenwriter Christopher McQuarrie. The two announced plans to introduce a darker interpretation of the fable along with a romantic element. However, the studio immediately had problems with the project, and all of the signs of trouble slowly started to leak out. Delayed release dates, weird infighting over marketing and the film's title, and then, of course, the decision to go 3D, which altered the famous poem associated with Jack and the Beanstalk to something like this. Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the dough of 3D by any bum, be it real or be it add-on, I'll rake the audience with the con. Doubt started to take hold and mostly has since been confirmed by poor critical reviews and a sluggish opening weekend at the box office, despite garnering the number one slot. But I have to admit I somewhat enjoyed this film. Maybe it was because, like Jack, I took a trip to town as a distraction from the toils of the day, ignoring direct responsibilities from those depending on my run to the market back at home. Sneaking off in the middle of the day to see a film about a daydreamer who takes on the world and fights to win the heart of a princess is kind of like admitting you don't need a powder day to ski a couple runs during lunch. Getting away is more than half the point. Jack the Giant Slayer is good enough to get you away. Nicholas Hoult, who got his breakout role in About a Boy, plays Jack. In this version, Jack is an orphan looking to escape the hard life of farming with his uncle. The giants are the subject of a legend in the kingdom and are said to live in a world above, where they were banished hundreds of years ago by a prior king with the power of a magic crown after they nearly destroyed all of humanity. The power of the magic beans to unleash the giant's stock is a known dark evil, as the only means to free the giants, and the beans are forever entombed for safekeeping. Jack dreams of saving his kingdom from the giants, somehow sensing they will one day return. When sent to the market to sell their horse, Jack unknowingly rescues the kingdom's princess, who is looking for an adventure of her own. Then, Jack runs into a frantic monk who, suspecting that dark forces are about to unleash the power of the beans, steals the magic beans for safekeeping. Trapped, the monk offers the beans in trade for Jack's horse and tries to escape. He begs Jack to take the beans to the monastery for a reward, and by all means, don't get the beans wet. Of course, Jack gets scolded by his uncle when he returns with nothing but the beans, and the power of the beans is unknowingly unleashed. From that point, you pretty much have a by-the-numbers guy-saves-girl fairy tale. Hoult has pretty good chemistry with newcomer Eleanor Tomlinson as the princess, but Ewan McGregor and Stanley Tucci are pretty much wasted in limited turns as good and bad guys, respectively. So, on my Black Diamond rating system, Jack the Giant Slayer earns an intermediate blue ski trail marker. 3D and CGI special effects blanket this film like overgroomed man-made snow on a bad snow year, but going along for the ride is still better than a day at the office. Satisfying action sequences, a good cast, and creative initial storytelling are worth the trip to the theater. For a more original take on giant killing, go rent the Norwegian film Troll Hunter from the Sundance Midnight series. Jack the Giant Slayer is rated PG-13 for intense scenes of fantasy action violence, frightening images, language, and literally pigs in a blanket. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review.